Welcome back in, Chase and Michelle. Michelle Knezvik, Junie Riddle in for Chase McCabe for the next couple of days. Nick Keyser with us, and we go to our phone line and welcome in Jonathan Hutton from Hot Mike. Jonathan, how are we doing this Tuesday morning?
Hey, Michelle, doing great. Junie, hope things are well, man.
Doing good, Jonathan. Thanks for joining us.
I got to get used to the Hot Mike. I almost went there,
yeah,
but I got it. I got to get used to it.
Yep, same here. So far, I have not said Outkick 360. I've only said Hot Mike. And I went a while without saying the previous stop's name as well. So I'm doing okay. Although I did give out the wrong phone number on a Titans postgame show last fall. So I hold that against myself.
Well, I almost gave out my real phone number instead of the station. So it could be worse. Jonathan Hutton from Hot Mike with us. So Jonathan, Will Levis, Kentucky quarterback, will be visiting with the Tennessee Titans today. How do you view him as a prospect, and where would you rank him in the top five? So all of the guys, right? Bryce Young, CJ Stroud, Hendon Hooker, Will Levis, Anthony Richardson. Where would you rank him in this top five?
It's a good question, because I think right now I would put Hendon Hooker ahead of him right now. Mm-hmm. But this is about where he's going to be, not where he is currently. So with all of that in mind, Will Levis, I expect to get drafted ahead of Hendon Hooker in the draft. Now, this is where I have to clarify this all the time, because I've ripped Will Levis, not because I don't like Will Levis. It's because I don't like what Mel Kiper has projected him to be atop this mountain. In January, whenever he said Will Levis is the number one player on his board, he sets that up because it's just part of the draft conversation and cycle. And there's no way Will Levis is the number one prospect in this draft. That doesn't mean he's not a first-round pick, and it doesn't mean he's not a top 15 pick. And he's going to go higher than that because quarterbacks are always overdrafted. But I think what we're beginning to see is the leveling out of the quarterback field. And in many ways, if there weren't the quarterback class and the crop that we have this year, let's say it was last year's deal, we would be overanalyzing another position the same way. And what I'm seeing is Levis is settling back into where he was in this entire conversation in November and December, which is he's right where he should be, right in the middle of the first round. He's a very good college quarterback. Very good prospect, a higher ceiling than Hendon Hooker. I think that I'm basing that on age, all of the different things that you look for in the quality of what you're wanting and the size, speed, athleticism, all that. But he's behind Richardson and Young and Stroud for me. And, oh, by the way, I would draft Hendon Hooker in the first round, just to clarify.
Jonathan Hutton from Hot Mike on with us. Jonathan, you know, they use all these different things to evaluate quarterbacks, and the S2 testing has become pretty prevalent in how people view quarterback prospects. And it came out that Bryce Young scored pretty high in it. They didn't come out with his exact score. You know, Joe Burrow got in the 97th percentile, and it basically is just, you know, I don't know how familiar you are with the S2 testing, but just kind of, you know, how you react, yeah, how you evaluate things while you're on the field. How much do you play that into when you look at different quarterback prospects, and how much do you weigh that when looking at them?
It's an ingredient, but overall, I mean, when you get to this point, at the quarterback spot, I just want to know, can you ball? At no point are they weighing the cognitive aspects of what he did at Kentucky or what Bryce Young was doing at Bama, or I mean, this test that we overanalyzed for the NFL level, we get to a point in the draft conversation where a lot of these guys are very similar in many ways. And the debate is great for sports talk. It's great for the draft room, I'm sure. And it's a conversation that has to be had. But at the same time, if you put up numbers and you have the analytics behind you and you have the trophies on the wall and the accolades from the college game that projects to the system of the team that's drafting high, that guy is going to be the pick 9 times out of 10. I think it's more or less a tiebreaker. And it's also about the fit, the match, and the overall the idea of the offense that has just been either in place or a longtime coach that wants to continue on with the lineage of the type of quarterback he's had. And more, I think more times it fits with that than it does a test score. Because let's be honest, I took the ACT twice and one was a way different score than the other one. And the one I got higher on, I just guessed a lot.
Always choose C. C for correct.
we're talking to John.
No, I did that the first time, and I got a very low score. My parents were very unhappy with me, Michelle.
I can say personally my ACT score wasn't that great either, but we're talking to Jonathan Hutton from Hot Mike with OutKick with Hutton and Withrow. Jonathan, Jeffrey Simmons and the Titans announced today officially that his extension has been made, but we all kind of knew that through the Twitterverse last Friday. Can you kind of touch on what it means to get this done so early in the offseason and what it means for the Titans to keep a guy like this on their roster going forward?
Well, it's huge. And I think it's big that they get it done now compared to when we would normally see this happen. Normally this happens in July or August. Mm-hmm. But for Simmons and for Rand Carthon, the conversation picked up. They met recently, a month and a half ago. And we finally see it done now when we knew it was going to get done this offseason. He was priority number one, and they treated him like that. The other thing that didn't happen that happened last year is they let it get to the draft, and well before the draft, conversations were had between AJ and his representation, and there was some animosity about the fact that he wasn't going to get paid, And then you have to ask yourself, okay, going into this offseason, when Simmons was also eligible for the extension last year, the contract talks were certainly there. He had the stay in where he sat in the practice facility during the mandatory minicamp portion of their offseason for those 2 days. But he played ball, literally and figuratively. And he played through injury towards the back end of the season when they were on that losing streak. He could have tapped out, headed to IR, stayed healthy, and instead, he played through that. I think it was imperative that they get it done this early. And look, this goes back to what the Titans are built around, and it's both fronts, offensive and defensive fronts. He's the best player on their roster. And when they identified him at Mississippi State, he was not eligible to go to the combine. He had the off-the-field issue. He was also injured. He got injured in that February training for the combine. And Vrabel and Robinson, immediately after the combine in Indy, the very next day, flew and worked him out in Starkville. And when they were on the way back to Nashville, they made an agreement that they weren't going to contact him again. They didn't reach out to him. They didn't reach out to his agent. They didn't tell anybody that they were interested in him. And the reason for that is when other teams came in to work him out, obviously you're going to ask, well, who else is coming to see you? What did you think about them? He never mentioned the Titans because the Titans never reached back out to get further information or a further interview or try to get him into Nashville. And that kept them off the radar. So and with the time that it took to get to the draft, whenever they actually called him, when they were on the clock, he was stunned because he thought the Titans hated him. And instead, they loved him. And as it come to find out, he's the best player on their roster as they enter 2023. And he's paid for it as well. That's the other thing, guys. His play matches the contract. Mm-hmm. And it also is a really good contract for the Titans, especially this year on the salary cap.
Another one for you here, Hutton. Mel Kiper came out with his mock draft, and I know that he does various amounts of mock drafts, you know, throughout the entire offseason. But he has the Tennessee Titans trading up with the Arizona Cardinals to move to number three and draft Anthony Richardson. And I've been seeing this a lot here recently. Do you think it's more likely that the Titans would trade up or that they would trade back to go and get a prospect in this year's draft?
I wouldn't trade back if you're clearly looking at these top five guys. To my knowledge, they haven't done much work on Bryce Young or C.J. Stroud. Mm-hmm. I know that they were at the pro days, but they haven't had the visits like we've seen with Richardson and with Levis. and certainly the time they've been able to spend with Hendon Hooker as the in-state prospect. I don't think you can trade back and get one of these guys. And honestly, Junie, if you like the guy, draft him. You don't, if you've identified a quarterback of the future in the first round, I don't care where you're drafting. 11 is not too high for Hendon Hooker if he is your guy. Same for Will Levis, by the way. And Anthony Richardson is going to go, I think, in the top three. And you know, the interesting case moving forward now is what I was reading through Pro Football Focus. Houston Texans don't want to deal with C.J. Stroud's agent, which is David Mulgaletta, who represented Deshaun Watson. And that's they don't trust him. That was what I was hearing from Pro Football Focus. It's a very interesting scenario if Bryce Young goes number one, because what will Houston do at number two? And Arizona's in a great spot.
Oh, yes.
Because they can name their price. They know Indianapolis is going to take a quarterback, and you want to get your guy before Indy's on the clock or another team jumps forward. And there are going to be a number of teams that do. And here's the other part of the negotiation. Where are you picking in the first round when you swap first round picks with Arizona? There are going to be other teams higher than Tennessee, but lower than Indy. Seattle comes to mind, for instance. If you can jump up ahead of Indy and get to three, then you get your guy before Indy's on the clock. There are other teams other than Tennessee that warrant that. But the Titans are telling everyone, and they're not keeping it a secret through these reports, they're interested in a quarterback of the future. They're doing their homework on this. It's not just about Will Levis being in today. It's the time spent on the first-round quarterbacks, because after this year, under contract, they don't have their guy. And if the guy's in this draft, they need to address it now based on where they're picking.
Quickly, Hutton, switching to the NBA before we let you go. Do you think the Mavs should or will lose their first-round pick after, you know, the NBA is going to investigate them because they sat out several key players against the Bulls in their game last week?
I don't know. This is a hard one because here are the details behind it. And I do think it's a beta move with the playoffs on the line. They're also trying to do it so they protect their top 10 pick.
Yep.
In that trade that they made with the New York Knicks for Porzingis. So all of that plays a factor. It was a Shark Tank move by Mark Cuban. Let's say that. But they lost that game by 3 points.
Yep.
And they were 2-8 with the crew that they were actually sitting going into that game. So while, yes, they set their star power, they sucked anyway. And they nearly won the game. Mm-hmm. 115-112, I think, was the final score. And that's what Cuban's going to point to. It was a very interesting press conference with Jason Kidd, though, where he said, hey, I know it's like waving the white flag. We had to have a conversation about this, but we, you know, maybe you take a step back now in order to take steps forward in the off season. It's all but admitting it. And they announced it ahead of time. And it also came at 24 hours after the NBA wasn't going to overturn the decision that the Warriors got a 2-point win when Cuban was protesting the actual victory for a free basket that he claims was on the officials and not on the Mavs.
Wild things going on in the NBA. Jonathan Hutton from almost said Outkick 360. Jonathan Hutton
from good.
Hot Mike from Outkick. A pleasure as always. Thank you so much, Jonathan, for joining us.
Thank you guys. Always enjoy this, and I look forward to joining the guys in midday tomorrow.
Sounds good. Jonathan Hutton from Hot Mike on Outkick joins us usually on Mondays at 10:30. Joined us today, Tuesday at 10:30. Coming up next, Junie and I will put a bow on things. Something I'm seeing coming out on Twitter from Jim Wyatt I want to discuss regarding the Tennessee Titans, regarding if they could get a quarterback in this year's draft. Coming up next on Chase and Michelle, 102.5, 106.3 in the Game Nashville app.